I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. This is the number three best piece of advice I ever got from a coach. I don't miss. He said, you are our sniper. Your mentality is you do not miss shots. If you miss the last shot, it doesn't matter because the next shot is going in.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook, 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying, 25 Conversation Starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint, Buy a Game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible, where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/audible right now. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book. Physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work. The confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to actually be doing part one of a two-part topic that I'm going to talk about here on my podcast. And this is the best advice that I ever received from my basketball coaches. And it's not just going to be the advice straight verbatim as it was given. You're going to get that, but you're also going to get the how that translates to all of life. Because it's not just about playing basketball. It's not just about sports. It is not just about any one thing. This can apply to anything that you're doing in life. And I'm going to, as I did with the Warren Buffett topic in yesterday's episode, I'm going to analogize this to how it applies to the rest of your life, not just your sports life. And even if you are not an athlete, this will apply directly to your life for whatever it is that you do. So let's get right into that. Number one, I tried to do these chronologically. They're not all in chronological order, but they're pretty close. They're rough. Number one piece of advice I ever got was from my first ever basketball coach, this guy named Steve. I was playing for this 14 and under basketball team at Finley Playground in Mount Airy, where I grew up in Northwest Philadelphia. And Steve said, the very first day of practice, I remember him saying, as he's giving his kind of pep talk, you know, that coaches give you a little pep talk before you actually start practicing. This is the first day of tryouts. Steve said, this is not a tryout. This is the beginning of practice. Now, I don't remember exactly why he was saying that. I don't remember his explanation for why he said that. He said some other stuff after that, which I don't remember. But the one I do remember him saying that, what I took from it was this, and this is what I want you to take from it. When you walk in the door for whatever it is that you're doing, don't look at it as this is a job interview or this is a tryout or this is an audition or this is my probationary period. Look at it as this is my first day at work. Now I'm just meeting my boss. This is the first day of practice. It's just a whole bunch of people here that ain't going to be here a week from now. This is not a probationary period. This is me beginning my new career. This is me working at my new job. See yourself in as soon as you walk in the door. Once you walk in, you're in. I had a teammate and friend of mine who I grew up with named Tim. And Tim would always say when we were playing basketball, he would be sometimes on a team where he was a substitute. He was a reserve player who came off the bench. He would get in the game, but he would come off the bench. And Tim would always say, listen, if I don't start in the game, when I do get in the game, I'm not coming out of the game because I'm going to play so well that the coach is not going to want to put the starter back in. Whoever the starter was, I'm going to play better than them, and I'm going to be in the game when the game ends because as soon as I get in, I'm going to play that well that he's not going to want to take me out. You need to look at your situations the exact same way, that once you walk in the door, you're not going back out of the door unless you choose to go back out of the door. Point number two, and today I'm telling you, this is part one of two, the best advice I ever got from my coaches, my basketball coaches in life. Second one also came from the same guy, Steve. Steve gave a few pieces of great advice that you're going to hear in today's episode. I was playing on this team. I made the team. It wasn't tryouts, like he said. And we were playing, I don't remember who the team was we were playing. I remember we were playing at Belfield Playground, again, in Northwest Philadelphia, near not far from Broad and Allen, right across the street from LaSalle University in Philadelphia. And this team that we were playing against, they had some unruly players. And one of their players and the coach got technical fouls at the exact same time. Coach got a tech and one of the players got a tech during the game. So the referees call these technical fouls. And at that level, a technical foul is two shots. Not like in the NBA where it's one shot. It's two shots plus the ball for the tech. So we have four free throws plus the ball. And I was on the court at the time. And I was known at that time, even though I hadn't made that many shots, I was known as our best shooter. So the coach, and we're going to get to that in a moment. The coach, Steve, called me over after the referee announced, hey, coach, y'all got four technical fouls. You got to pick a player to shoot these four techs. He called me over to him. He said, Dre, I go over to Steve. He looks me in my face, and this is all he said. Make these. I said, okay. Then I went to the foul line, and I made all four of those free throws. That was the first time when that happened. Mind you, I'm 14 years old at this time. I'm pretty new to basketball. That was the first time I ever heard somebody describe an outside shot. I understood at that point that a layup was expected to go in, right? If you shoot a layup, you're probably supposed to make it like 100% of the time a layup. But any other shot in basketball, I figured it was kind of like hit or miss. Like it's like flipping a coin. You might get heads, you might get tails. It might work and it might not. I never heard anyone talk about an outside shot in basketball as if it was supposed to go in just because you were shooting it. I never heard anybody do that before. And it was the first time I heard anyone do that. And he was talking to me. And I'm like pretty brand new at basketball, but I was pretty confident in my outside shot. And everyone on the team was confident in my shot because I had made some big shots to that point in the season. And I was shooting a high percentage. So Steve called on me to be the shooter. He said, make these. And I went to the foul line. I made all four of those free throws. And the reason why that matters, I'll tell you why that matters, is that you don't need to overthink your actions. You don't need to overthink your work. And when you step to your work with the belief that it wasn't even a belief, it was knowledge. Now, belief means like it might work, it might not, but you have a strong feeling that it is going to work. Knowledge is, it just is. All right. Knowledge is, if you get in the shower and turn the water on, you're going to get wet. All right, that's knowledge. Belief is, if I try to run 5 miles from here to South Beach and then run 5 miles back, I might make it without having to stop for water. That's a belief. Knowledge is, it's going to be hot and humid in Miami tomorrow. There's a difference between belief and knowledge. Okay, that was knowledge. He was instilling that in me. I don't know if he was doing it on purpose. Maybe he was just, he might have just been in the mood like, we need these free throws so we can win this damn game. But he said that, and I went and made those free throws. Had I missed the free throws, that might have messed me up for the rest of my career, but I made them. So that instilled in my mind that, oh, it's that simple. Just say that it's going to happen, and then go and actually execute it. No thinking about it, no planning it, no thinking, what if I mess up, no having anybody else insert any other thoughts into your mind. Just go and do the thing that you told yourself to do. Now, he told me to do it, but if you want to tell yourself the exact same thing, you can do it the exact same way that he told me to do it. Make these. Do you want to create more content for your brand, whether in written, audio, or video format, but you're having trouble figuring out how, why, where, or coming up with the ideas for actually creating more content? For you, I created my new course. It's called Content Machine. Find out more, get full details, and get yourself started creating content at dreallday.com/content. That's the Content Machine course at dreallday.com/content. Now let's get back to the program. It's number three. And today I'm telling you the best advice I ever got from my basketball coach, Steve. He starts off 3-for-3. Same coach, 14 and under team. And the reason why Steve's coming up so often is this is the first team I ever played for. So I remember a lot of things from his first experience. And because it was a successful experience for me, had it not been, who knows, maybe there would be no Work On Your Game podcast. We were in practice one day. Now, this is later in the season, same season. We're in practice, and I had developed this reputation as the shooter on the team. I developed a reputation, outside shooter, free throw shooter. If Dre got the ball open behind the three-point line, it's good, it's going in. We were setting up plays to get me the ball open behind the three-point line. This was pretty much my MO as a basketball player up through about age 16 to 17 when I started to become more athletic, and then I became the attack the rim, play above the rim guy. But up until that point, I was outside shooting jump shot. I barely even dribbled the ball guy. So we're in practice one day. Now, mind you, I'm known as a three-point shooter, and we're working on a couple plays and all of that, and I got the ball a couple times behind the three-point line. I shot the ball, and I missed. I missed a few open shots in practice. The next time I got the ball, I was open, but I didn't shoot it. I passed up the open shot, passed it to somebody else, and Steve blew the whistle. He stopped practice. And he came over to me, and he said, "Hey, Dre, what are you doing? You are our outside shooter. You are our best shooter. You're passing up an open shot just because you missed a couple shots in a row. Listen, Dre, this is going to be explain to you what your mentality is." This is what he told me. He said, "Dre, your mentality is I don't miss." This is the number three best piece of advice I ever got from a coach. I don't miss. He said, "You are our sniper. Your mentality is you do not miss shots. If you miss the last shot, it doesn't matter because the next shot is going in." What does that mean to you? It means when you're in the moment of taking action, never consider any past mistakes, never consider the possibility of failure. You must, even if you need to delude yourself, you need to practice an act of deception on yourself in the moment to be so convinced of your ability to execute that you do that. But when you step into the moment of action, you are overcome with belief, overcome with knowledge, if you will, that it is going to work the way that you want it to work. Now, you can consider that kind of woo-woo and kind of out there, but if you've ever done this, then you know that this does actually work, and it does actually affect the outcome of the circumstance that you're in. I do not miss. Point number four. Today's topic is best advice. This is part one of two. Best advice I ever got from basketball coaches in my life. This is when I was 16 years old, a couple years later. I had a coach by the name of Barron. Same playground, but Steve wasn't coaching now. This guy named Barron was coaching. And I wrote about this in the Daily Game in July of 2018. If you're not subscribed to the Daily Game, go to dreallday.com/Daily Game. Get the first 30 days free. I was being coached by this guy, Barron, and I'm 16 and under team. I hadn't really been that involved on this team. I wasn't getting the ball a lot. I was on the team. I was starting, but I wasn't getting the ball as much as I thought I should be. But I hadn't said anything to that point. And one day after a game that we had lost, I made an offhand comment to a teammate that we lost because I wasn't getting the ball enough. And it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing, but I halfway meant it, and I was halfway joking. Now, when I said it, though, Barron did not hear me because we were in the locker room. It was just us players. But one of the other coaches in the neighborhood, he was sitting in the office next to our locker room, and he heard me. And he wasn't even our coach, but he heard me. He said, "Dre, what'd you say?" And he wasn't laughing. And he wanted to see if I would repeat myself. And I repeated myself, and I said, "We lost because I wasn't getting the ball." And he didn't say anything. He just looked at me. And I didn't say anything. I just turned around and left, and I went home. Now, we had practice again a few days later, and of course, these coaches talk amongst each other. Coaches talk amongst themselves, if you didn't know. So Barron pulls me aside before practice, and he says, "You know what, Dre? You do a lot of talking about how good you are. You got a lot of confidence in how good you are. You do a lot of talking about being good. So you know what we're going to do, Dre? I'm going to give you a chance to prove that you can actually back up all this talk." And this is the first time at this point right here, and that's the fourth point. I'm going to give you a chance to prove you can back up this talk. And I'm going to tell you the rest of that because the rest of it matters just as much as what I just told you. That was the first time ever that someone had told me in basketball that I am going to give you a chance to prove that you're as good as you think you are. And here's the most important part of that. That's 30% of it. Okay. What I just told you is 30% of point number four. Let me tell you the other 70% of point number four. Okay. Don't just take that part and leave. The other 70% is when I got that chance to deliver and be the guy, I delivered. I actually delivered. They started running plays for me. I was still an outside shooter, known as an outside shooter at that time. The team started running plays for me. The team started featuring me on offense. I was the leading scorer on our team in several games that season. It was basically two of us that were the top scorers on that team. I was either number one or number two scorer every single game we played that year. Went through the whole regular season undefeated. Lost in the championship game, but that's a different story. You can read about that in my first book, Buy a Game, which you can get for free at dreallday.com/game, actually. But that was the first time anyone had ever given me a chance to prove that I was as good as I thought I was. What I want you to take away from this point number four, you must be willing, when you know you have the game, to speak up for your opportunity. I told you about 2 months ago in an episode that your opportunity may not be the one that you think you're getting. You may not get as big of a shot as you think you should get, but you better be willing to speak up for whatever shot you're going to get. Speak up for that opportunity, and when you get it, you better deliver. When you get it, you better bring something to the table. All right, don't just be talking and don't be bringing nothing to the table. Bring something to the table when you do get the shot that you're asking for. That's point number four. Point number five. I'm going to split this up into two episodes, so this will be the last one for today's point. Actually, I'll give you six today, and then we'll do the other six tomorrow. Point number five, same team. This Coach Barron. This is the same season. I told you we went through the regular season undefeated. I was the top scorer on the team in many of our games. We get to the championship game. Same playground where I had made those four free throws, but Steve told me make these, exact same playground, Belfield Playground. We're playing in the championship game of our league against this playground called Sherashore Playground. I don't even know where Sherashore is. I don't even know where they're from. But we're playing against these guys. We hadn't played them during the regular season, but they had made the championship. We had made the championship. We hadn't lost a single game all year. I don't know what their record was. Going into this game, I was on fire from the outside. I'm making all kinds of three-pointers. Everybody in the gym knew I was a great shooter. There's this team in Philadelphia high school called Simon Gratz High School, well known as a power in the city of Philly. I don't know what they're like now, but when I was growing up, Simon Gratz was the team. Like, if they were involved, people were expecting them to win. Rasheed Wallace, you heard of him, right? Aaron McKee, these are guys who played at Gratz High School, and they won many championships. Now, their coach was a guy named Bill Ellerby. He just passed away, actually, earlier this year. Rest in peace to Coach Bill Ellerby. He was at the game, the semifinal game. He was at the game. He saw our team win. And me and the other top scorer on my team, this guy named Terrell, we have both had a great game in the semifinals. And the word buzzing around our team was, Bill Ellerby, the coach of Simon Gratz, was actually scouting at this league. He was at the league because he was scouting players that he might recruit to come play for Gratz. Now, mind you, just so I paint the picture a little bit for you, I hadn't even made my high school team for 3 years straight. I was a junior in high school at this time. I hadn't made the team at my high school 3 years in a row. But now I'm getting word that the coach at the biggest power in the city of Philadelphia is scouting me in a game. Now, how could I go from not even making the team at one school to getting recruited to the best school in the city? Isn't that amazing? Yes, that was amazing. And maybe that got to me because we get to this championship game and I had a terrible game that night. I made my first shot. The first play of the game, I get the ball in the corner and everybody in the gym knew I was a lights out shooter from the corner. So the defense knew too. They ran at me hard, so I couldn't shoot three. I dribbled a couple times on the baseline. Pulled up for a mid-range jump shot, made it. First point of the game, we're up 2-0. I did not make another basket the whole night. 2 points, we lost in the championship game. I get pulled out of the game about 2 minutes to go. The game is pretty much over. And I went and sat at the end of the bench on the floor. And one of the other coaches, the same coach who heard me say, I should have got the ball more, his name was Bob. And Bob came to me as the game ended, he came over to me and he said, Dre, let me talk to you real quick. And he said, Dre, before you blame anyone, before you get mad at the coach for pulling you out of the game, before you get mad at anybody who didn't pass you the ball enough, before you blame anybody for anything that happened tonight, you need to look at yourself and what you did and what you did not do. Now, this one doesn't need too much of an explanation. This is the fifth point. Before you blame anyone else, look at yourself for a performance that you touched that did not go the way you expected it to go or did not go the way anyone outside of you expected it to go. If you didn't deliver and you were involved, that means you didn't deliver. Look at yourself. I don't have to explain that one anymore. Point number six. Today's topic is the best advice I ever got from my basketball coaches in life. We're going to move on to college now. So I played in high school, move on to college. I'm at Penn State Abington, my freshman year of college. And I had a teammate by the name of Steve. Now, Steve was a couple years older than me, but you can only play 2 years of basketball at Penn State Abington. So he was only playing his second year on the basketball team. I was playing my first and only year on the team at Penn State Abington. And Steve and I live close to each other in Mount Airy. So he would ride with me sometimes home, and sometimes he would drive, and sometimes I would drive home from games and practices and things like that. But one day, Steve was telling me, listen, the coach wants you to be the guy on this team, but you don't know the plays. You know how teams run plays in basketball? I didn't understand the plays. I wasn't quite grasping them as quickly as some of the other players, and the reason was I didn't have much basketball experience. I didn't have much live basketball experience on an organized team where plays were being run. Most of the players on my team had more experience than me. Most of them had actually, played in high school. I hadn't. And the reason I'm telling you that is to tell you this. You got to know the program that you're involved in. Any program you get in, if you get on a team, you got to know what that team's doing. You get into a job, you got to know the outcome of the work. You got to know how the work gets done. You got to know who you need to let know about the work. You got to know who you need to communicate, who is coming in after you, who came in before you. You got to know everything that's going on around you. A quarterback in football knows the assignment of every single player on that field. He knows what everybody on the defense is supposed to do. He knows what every receiver is supposed to do. He knows what each lineman on the offensive line, the tight end, the running backs, he even knows what the backups are supposed to do. He knows what they're capable of and what they're not. He knows which plays to run for which players and which ones not. Quarterback has to know everything. You got to look at your life as if you're the quarterback, all right, even if you're not. All right, even if you're on the bench, even if you're in the stands, look at your life as if you're the quarterback. You got to know the whole program. What is going on here? Who's supposed to do what? I told you that story of LeBron James. He was telling his teammate, don't let that guy shoot the three. His teammate said, no, that guy's a good three-point shooter. He shoots 40%. And LeBron said, no, from the corner, he only shoots 30%. He knew it. Now, he not only knew the information, but he knew it in detail. He knew what percentage a guy from another team shot from one specific spot on the floor of all the 30 teams in the league. How the hell did he know that? Because he took it upon himself to know the entire program, not just some of the program, not just the surface levels of the program, all of the program. You got to know everything that is going on. This piece of advice here, actually, I cheated on this one because this one actually came from a player. I mean, the coach would say it too, Dre, you need to learn the plays. But I remember specifically Steve, the player, saying it to me. So I cheated on point number six. And tomorrow I'm going to give you six more from coaches that I got in my life. Let's recap today's points, which is the best advice I ever got from my basketball coaches. Part one of two. Number one, Steve said, this is not a tryout. See yourself as in the door as soon as you walk in the door. You are not coming out because you will be that good. Number two, Steve told me, make these. It is that simple. Do not overthink your performance. Tell yourself what you're going to do and then just go do it. Don't think about it. Don't put any space in between the thought and the action. Just go do it. Point number three, I don't miss. Never consider losing outcomes. Never consider failure. Floyd Mayweather said, only losers think about losing. I've never lost, so I don't have to think about losing. Anybody I fight has lost before, they got it in the back of their mind. It's not in the back of my mind because it's never entered my mind. Point number four, I'm going to give you a chance to see what you can do, Barron told me. When you speak up for your chance to do what you do, you better prove that you can actually do it. Don't be talking about you can do something and then not deliver because nobody's going to believe you ever again. And point number five, before you blame anyone, Bob told me, before you blame anyone for this thing not going right, make sure you look yourself in the mirror. He was giving me a leadership principle without telling me it was a leadership principle. And point number six, learn the plays. My coach Mo told me at Penn State Abington and my teammate Steve, you got to know the program. Know what's going on. Know what is expected of you. Know what everyone wants to get done. And make sure you are contributing to that, not taking away from it. Tomorrow, we're going to go on to part two. Best advice I ever got from coaches. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book. Physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work on Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work on Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.